The annual Art All Night Festival in Trenton, New Jersey is this weekend. It almost didn't happen this year. The 2018 festival ended abruptly when shots rang out. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports this year Art All Night will not quite be all night.
For 12 years, Art All Night has run straight through from Saturday afternoon to Sunday afternoon, never closing. It takes place in the former Roebling Wire Factory, a 50,000-square-foot brick building that gets covered with 1,500 pieces of art by a range of community members. Normally, there are three stages where more than 60 bands perform. About 25,000 people come over the 24 hours. It's by far Trenton's largest art event. Leon Rainbow is a Trenton artist, and he sits on Broad Street in front of one of the many murals he's painted in the city.
I have one right now a couple blocks down on the same street on Broad Street, and I have art billboard here on Perry Street and Montgomery Street.
Rainbow has been part of Art All Night since it started. Last year, around 3 in the morning, two groups of people clashed at the event, resulting in a shootout. One person was killed, 22 were injured. The tragedy threatened the future of the event. Rainbow was worried if it wasn't canceled, it might be curtailed.
I mean, how could it be Art All Night if it wasn't Art All Night? You know what I'm saying? It's good that they're doing it and keeping it so that, you know, things can be as they were, at least in that aspect.
But the organizers of this weekend's event have decided to close Art All Night to the public between 1 a.m. and 7 a.m.
In recent weeks, we've had to change a couple things, and we actually are going to close in the wee hours.
That's Lauren Otis. He's the executive director of Artworks, which puts on Art All Night. The event will still be open all night to volunteers and artists working on special projects, but for safety reasons, the public will not be allowed in for those 6 hours.
Hopefully in future years, we'll go like we always did, the full 24.
The late night closing of Art All Night is one of several new security measures put into place in response to last year's shooting. Trenton police will be staffing a fenced perimeter, checking bags, and scanning attendees with metal detector wands. The director of the event, Joseph Kuzemka, says this is the same kind of security you'll see at an amusement park or a football game.
What we've really focused on very heavily outside of the security measures that we need to take this year is ensuring that the Art All Night experience remains the same. Once you get inside the secured perimeter, everything that you see and everything that you know about Art All Night as you know it is basically going to appear to be the same way. It's just going to be a little bit of a slower process to get in this year.
Art All Night has always been a high point during the summer in Trenton because it brought together people from all over the city, and it also attracted lots of people from outside the city, people who might have little other reason to come into Trenton. Fran Carroll from neighboring Hamilton was at last year's Art All Night. She was tabling for the gun control group called Moms Demand Action, and she was there when the shooting happened.
I turned and saw the stampede of people coming towards me. I didn't know why. And then I heard the gunshots. And then it was just a matter of running.
The memory of that shooting will not deter her from attending this year's event. With all the attention being paid to the return of Art All Night, Carol expects this year to be safer than ever.
It's still a great city, and Trenton has a lot to offer. And I don't necessarily want people to stay away from something like this, which is just a great community event. I don't think that we can give in to fear like that.
The city of Trenton has its share of problems. Over the recent Memorial Day weekend, there were two mass shootings, resulting in 16 people shot. One of them died. Back on Broad Street with Leon Rainbow, the muralist wishes that as much attention being paid to Art All Night could be paid to the rest of the city.
In reality, we have shootings in this city all the time, but it doesn't make news until it gets into an event that suburban people come to. You know what I'm saying? As long as it's in these neighborhoods out here, it seems like nobody really cares, you know, and that's unfortunate to me.
Rainbow has always been involved with Art All Night, creating complex and time-consuming interactive art projects. So this year, he says he's stepping back a little. He'll be painting skateboard decks, and he signed up for a late-night volunteering spot. But otherwise, he'll be spending time taking in more of the festival.
You know, they have all these great bands. I never see them because I'm in a room somewhere, you know, sharing my artwork with people, which is awesome, you know. The way I see them is the next day I look at the videos and stuff.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.